Welcome to this Black Girl Podcast. It is your host, Ola.Miss.Lola on IG. You can drop the H because it ain't there. AKA the lovely Lola. I am joined by Mr.
Hello. Just like Mario, my last name is my first name.
I guess so. AKA pretentiously Crash.
Mario Jumpman Mario.
Oh my gosh, I hope everybody had a wonderful week. Before we even get into anything we want to get into, first and foremost, Rihanna is pregnant, guys. Rihanna's actually pregnant. Not, we're seeing her belly looking a little bloated through a dress. Not, oh, she gained weight and we're speculating. She has confirmed that she's pregnant. Now leave the bitch alone. You're lucky if you'll ever see that child ever in its life. Period.
Yeah, congratulations to Rihanna.
Yes, congratulations to Rihanna and ASAP Rocky.
Right, yes.
You know, because a child has two parents. We don't know how far she is, although she does have a very significant stomach. We're assuming she might be, I don't know, I'm assuming, based off of my own ish. I didn't start showing till I was like 5.5, 6 months. So, Lord knows.
I've never gone through the experience of a pregnancy, even with a partner, and I also don't know that much about Rihanna, so all I can contribute is I'm really happy for you, girl. Congratulations.
Fair enough. Don't call on what you don't know. Smart man. But with that being said, we're going to get into the mess, question marks, head scratches of this week. First and foremost, Cardi B. I posted this on the Instagram page at This Black Girl Podcast. Cardi B won her lawsuit against Tasha K.
Again, congratulations. You deserve it.
So I'm going to just the small Cole's notes of what's been going on is for the longest time, Cardi had been mentioning that this particular YouTuber, which ended up being Tasha K, did not like her and would post and say malicious things about her on her blog and YouTube channel that was factually incorrect. She said she was gonna sue her and she did, period. She won the defamation suit and was initially awarded $1.5 or $1.3 million for the defamation, and then was additionally awarded $1.3 million in like legal fees, as well as another $1.4 million or so in penalties and whatnot against Tasha K, which amounted to just under $4 million, $3.8 million. That's a lot of money. Tasha K, she's a popular YouTuber, but I don't know if she's that popular.
Yeah,
to cover that bill.
We're not talking Logan Paul numbers here. We're talking like maybe she's squeezing out 50K a year type YouTube numbers.
Possibly. We don't know that. That allegedly, before we face another, our own defamation suit. Allegedly. We're not saying she that poor. We're just saying she may not be that rich.
And I'm not that afraid of it because $1.3 million to settle a pretty obvious case of defamation is wild to me. The fact that the legal system is that jacked up, like, talk about two-tiered legal system. In order to even have a hope of making people take back their words legally, like, you've got to be Ethan Klein or Cardi B. Like, these are the only people I know right now that are willing to go through defamation suits, and it's, like, no wonder when the legal fees go over six figures.
I mean, but here's the thing, when you have a team of lawyers, like in like law is a very expensive profession. Like just to have certain lawyers on retainer are like 5-6 figures, you know, their billable hours, insane, absolutely insane. So am I surprised that it racks up that much? No, especially if they have like a team working under them. And apparently this case has been going on for over a year.
I mean, so. I'm not surprised. I wouldn't know if surprise is the right word. I was going to say a little disgusted, a little cringed out. Not to dig on Cardi B. Cardi B is doing what she needs to or whatever. But it's just wild to me that the legal system in general requires you to apparently feed a bunch of money into it in order to take down an obvious defamation case. Like, yeah. This girl, getting into the nitty-gritty of this case, apparently was went out and literally admitted that she's just making shit up about Cardi to embarrass her and because she doesn't like her.
Yeah, and then she tried to backtrack it after the fact.
But and in order to get a judge to hear that, you need to give him $1.3 million, apparently.
It's not just a judge, but yeah. But yeah, so congratulations to Cardi, question mark. Tasha Kays. Whoa, Bridget, that sucks.
GG, rip.
Right? She's apparently planning on appealing the decision, but we'll see how that works for her. Like, I don't know. My whole thing is, like, I know a lot of people like to shoot their shit and talk shit online, especially, like, I'm not going to say that I'm above such things. I do talk shit in person and online. However, I try not to be malicious. I try to see two sides of the coin, and I definitely was taught by the Wendy Williams to always throw in the word allegedly, because I ain't trying to get sued by nobody for nothing, for no hurt feelings, please.
Yeah, honestly, mm-mm. I think you have to be extra careful when you're doing something like a podcast, or basically when you're making money on these kind of things.
Yeah.
Whenever people can try to put a dollar amount on it, like, if they know you made X amount of dollars talking about them, then they know they got X amount of dollars in damages.
Right.
And that makes it a lot easier to prove something in court.
Yeah, well, because you can put physically put a value to their words, right?
For sure.
I know this wonderful network, this wonderful community of ours. We ain't cashing no big checks around here talking the shit that we do, and that's fine.
We're the ones that got awarded $1.3.
$1.3.
We get awarded $1.3 million. We got ourselves a sweet like chicken nugget deal.
Oh, stop. I'm dead. Stop this. However, if you would like extra content and be able to further support this channel, you can do so by signing up for our Patreon at www.patreon.com/thisblackgirlpodcast. For as low as $1 a month, you can be contributing to this podcast so that we can expand and have extra things like more video production and having great additional guests and having more constant support and seeing more of your girl in person, because, like, I know my voice can be soothing and entertaining. But sometimes y'all gotta see this beat, though. Like, this beat sometimes, immaculate.
I can say for fact that this is true. And we love you so much, we'll give you this all without even asking for the full $1.3.
Stop this,
you
right?
You keep the .3. It's good.
Oh my gosh,
we just
I'm
need
dead.
$1.
I'm dead. Yes, for $1. As low as $1 a day, you can support a wonderful podcast that doesn't support men with mics, you know? But anyways, moving on to the next topic. The next thing that came across my table. First of all, shout outs to Britney Spears holding everybody accountable and dragging everybody for filth. The way that she's dragging her sister. Like, I shouldn't be happy at seeing family members fight like that, but it's just so good.
Honestly, shout outs to Britney Spears for after, like, imagine just having your hands tied for like 10 plus years.
Fuck yeah.
In this conservatorship, just getting madder and madder. I'm proud of her for not going out and just like busting into this woman's home and fucking assaulting her or something. Like,
right.
Honestly, must be infuriating to know that this woman made money literally pretending to be you sometimes, and then now is trying to still make money pretending to know stuff about you.
That part, like, honestly. And I don't care what anybody says, like, oh, well, she has to make a living too, she has to do this. This woman has been free for 13 years. She could have came out with a book 10 years ago. She could have came out with a book last year. She could have came out with a book 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 years ago. Why are you coming out with a book as soon as your sister's free from the conservatorship?
Yeah, as soon as the iron's hot, it seems like you're ready to do it. But right? It's not about her, though.
It's not about her.
You just thought this was the best time for you.
No, it's even better when she's telling people in interviews, oh, I didn't know anything about the conservatorship. I didn't know anything. I wasn't aware. But in the same breath, I sent Brittany as many resources as I could to help her get out of the conservatorship.
Bro.
Oh my god. Like, Like, I've never seen somebody actively walk in circles until I saw Jamie Lynn Spears. Like, this girl, it just, like, oh my gosh, just be honest. Just be honest.
Woman's got three sides to her mouth, not just two.
Right? Like, fuck. Like, just be honest. Just be like, look, my sister's a hot topic. And just be honest with your sister. Be like, look, now that you ain't padding my bank account anymore, I need to make money. I'm going to put out this book. You can read it and make sure nothing is too defamatory about you in it. But I want to put this out. I need to pay for my babies. I need to put food on my table. And that's fine.
Yeah, and you can go say whatever you need to in interviews. But, like, call up your sister. Just call her up. Like, it's all good. Don't worry about it.
She's supposed to call you and explain to you that she's upset about your book, but you couldn't call her to tell her that she's in your book.
Well, it's the same way that people are now going to say, oh, she needs to make money somehow. But, like, apparently she couldn't find another way to make money when it involved her sitting on her ass and leeching off her sister in the
conservatorship. Bro, allegedly she never made money off of her conservatorship. So why now? Why now are you publishing a book? Now the conservatorship is done.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I don't know, when 2 + 2 is supposed to be 4, I don't know what that's supposed to be, because that ain't it. The math is not mathing. It's not making, like, it makes no sense when she's trying. I don't know, when people try, you know when people try to think that they're smart and they're outsmarting you, and you just see the stupid written across their forehead?
100%. Like, sometimes people think they're pulling such, like, amazing moves on you, and yo, it's parkour. Like...
Parkour. They think they're fucking parkouring around your brain, and you're just looking at, like, a fucking roly-poly just rolling around.
It's literally like watching a kid be like, watch my ninja moves, and you see him, like, spin around and do a shitty kick.
Yeah,
and like, they think they're doing? Actually, like, really good. Well, like
a little Stewie. Look what I can do.
Yeah.
Look what I can do. And just a little fucking, like, half jump. Oh my gosh. Like,
bro,
that's her right now.
She's really thinks she's doing something. I mean, I guess she is, because she's still making... I mean, the dollars are real.
I mean...
The words are fake, but the dollars are real.
I mean, she better be a New York Times bestseller after this shit, because, like, all the drama she's pulling in, mashing up her relationship with her sister. She claims, oh, I never saw my sister. Bro, why are you writing a book about her, though?
Wild.
Why are you writing a book about her, though? Like, come on. If it's supposed to be about your side of the story, why is she so heavy in it? Like,
and the thing that's so upsetting about it is, like, you have all the opportunities in the world. Like, you can go do whatever you want. You can go to school. You can start a YouTube channel and use your little bit of fame to boost your numbers. You can do whatever. But, like, the thing you choose to do is still... leech off of your sister, and then you'll still say, like, oh, I always felt like I lived in my sister's shadow.
I wonder when you're drinking her butty water.
When you're always sitting in her shadow for the shade, like, yeah, of course.
Fucking hell. Really and truly, you sit in the shade and you're like, I've always been in my sister's shadow while drinking lemonade in the shade. Like,
yeah, honestly.
Oh my gosh, that's, like, honestly, she's so fucking fried. Anyways, Britney served a cease and desist after she had done one interview and told her to, like, stop promoting her fucking book.
Get your name out of my fucking mouth. Whatever, the other way around.
Yeah, no, get my name out of your fucking mouth. Yeah. Bro, honestly, I hope Britney sues her.
I mean, I feel like that'd be so messy. I don't think
she will, because she wants to stay out of court, but, like, I really hope she would sue her.
Honestly, I feel like right now, like, bro, Britney could do the actual Donald Trump thing and shoot someone in the street and see them and be like, yep. Yep, she's still the queen. Yep, Britney's the best.
Oh, yeah.
Love that, Britney.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
So, I don't know. I can really see her going to court, especially because, like, on a personal level, like, what family is there left to disturb?
Oh, my gosh, true. Like,
that's pretty much gone out the window. So, like, truly. Whose feelings are we sparing right now? Like, oh, probably no one.
Yo, Britney's coming out of her Louisa shadow. Fucking, I can't even call that an Encanto. That was fucking nightmare. You know, like, oh my goodness. But honestly, I personally think Britney should sue. I feel like the cease and desist was a great move to show her sister, like, I'm not fucking playing with you. Because a lot of family thinks, oh, well, they're not going to do anything. We're family. She's not going to serve her sister. Yeah, the fuck she will. And I love it.
Yeah, honestly, family tries to pull those kinds of bluffs a lot of the time. But, like, here's the thing about that is, if you're family, why are you going out and doing all this shit?
Well, that's the thing. Whenever they do something selfish, they never think of the other side. Like, oh, I'm family, I shouldn't do this. They only think about your reaction. Like, oh, you shouldn't react to what I'm doing because we're family.
Yeah, it's not a wondering about how you're going to feel and how it's going to affect you. It's a wondering of what they can get away with.
Exactly. Of course. Especially when you're the youngest and you're the baby. Oh, yeah. They try to get away with everything. Like you. Like you! No, I'm joking. Well, you are the youngest in your family.
I am the youngest.
Yeah. I'm joking.
I know.
Oh my gosh. Okay, but the real meat and potatoes that I want to talk about, and I'm gonna flip to a slightly more serious tone because it is a serious subject matter, and I want to do my part in bringing continued awareness and knowledge to the situation of Lauren Smith Fields. She was a 23-year-old black woman who had passed away under mysterious circumstances almost 2 months ago. Apparently, she was last seen by a white man. Sorry, I have to put that in there. It's part of the thing. A white man in her apartment. He was a Bumble date that she had met. And in his words were that they had drank a bottle of tequila. At some point in the night, she was ill. She went to the bathroom to throw up. She puked and rallied, came back. Apparently, her brother showed up to bring her something. She went down to meet the brother, came back up, went to the bathroom for 10 minutes, came back. They finished drinking, had a good time. She fell asleep on the couch. He brought her into the bed. He slept in the bed next to her, only to wake up in the morning and find her with blood coming out of her nose and that she was dead in the morning. Now, there's so many moving pieces to this story. When that part first kind of sort of came out, like, and the media's so fucking problematic with this shit. When it first came out, they tried to make it seem like she was like a sugar baby and that she had a date with an older man and he came to her apartment. So it made it almost seem like she was like a sugar baby escort kind of vibe. Turns out the man was 34. Like, he was not old, okay? He was 34. Second of all, he tried to make it seem like they just drank and hung out and did nothing. Apparently, there was a condom on the scene that was never taken into evidence. When people asked, oh, what happened to the guy who she was on a date from? The police responded, oh, he seemed like a nice guy, so we let him go. You let who go? The last person to see somebody alive, you let them go because they seem nice? What in the Ted Bundy is that? And then...
What in the name of Ahmaud Arbery is that? Because people forget a lot. When that case first popped off, it's because the guys who chased him down submitted their own evidence to the police. The police didn't want to investigate. They watched three for 3 days before the police could be mustered to do anything.
This man's been free for
seeing it now here, too. This girl didn't...
This man's been free for months.
The difference is this guy didn't self-report. The Aubrey killer self-reported. That's the reason why they're in prison. It's not because the police did anything.
Oh my gosh. Even worse, the police didn't even notify next of kin.
Wow.
Her family showed up, I think a day or maybe the day afterwards, because they were calling her, heard nothing because they had a family event coming up. Somebody went to the apartment and said, if you're looking for Lauren, call this number. And then it was the landlord that was like, oh yeah, she was... Here, you have to contact the police because she was found dead.
Wild.
Okay. They took $1,300 that was in her apartment. They took her phone. They ignored key evidence like condoms and stuff like that. And was essentially trying to smooth it over like, oh, she was like a hooker who got killed. That was kind of the vibe that they were trying to smooth it over. Hooker that got killed. Sugar baby that got killed. she did too many drugs when she was known to not be a drug user at all, like an avid drug user. They had to fight to get a fucking autopsy. The autopsy showed that she had overdosed on fentanyl, mixed with alcohol and other substances. What else happened? The investigators, after 6 weeks after her death, finally opened this as a criminal case.
Wow.
Okay. Thankfully, the mayor of her city, I think it's Cincinnati, actually removed the lead detectives that were on this case. They suspended them.
What?
Pending an investigation with internal affairs.
The thing that I'm actually most shocked about in this case is that the police actually had some kind of repercussion. That's wild. Absolutely wild.
Well, yeah, it's funny enough, one of the key things it just says that was like, it was because part of the reason was because of even the death notification, with like the mayor being quoted saying that the death notification should be done in a manner that illustrates dignity for the deceased and respect and compassion for the family, which obviously wasn't there.
Yeah, I was gonna say, honestly, you could probably sue just because of the notification of next of kin on this case.
And so, like, there's so many moving parts, and it's like, I don't want to speculate because, you know, at the end of the day, somebody has died and the family is still grieving, still trying to understand the circumstances of her death. And as much as I hate to use the words, if she was murdered, I personally think that that was the case. I don't think it was purposely. I think maybe it was manslaughter. I'll give my theory after I explain the facts, but like, it's just nothing to joke and speculate about because people are actively suffering and it's not fair.
Yeah, this isn't some character on Euphoria or something. This is a real human being.
Right, exactly.
Who's like really gonna actually leave a hole in a lot of people's lives.
Right, like this isn't Law and Order, this isn't CSI, you know, so it's just like, I hate that this is happening, but it's important to talk about because, like, when Gabby Petito was missing and then found murdered and all of that stuff, like, it was super sensationalized, but people really addressed the fact that, like, there's this white woman syndrome when it comes to white women in crime, especially when they're young and they're pretty and stuff like this, and that people feel this personal attachment to find out what happened to her and this injustice because she was so young and pretty and vibrant and all of these wonderful attributes that I'm sure Gabby was. This is not something personal against her, but with this issue that happened now with Lauren and her death, it took a while before even information got out.
Right.
And before an investigation got picked up. And, like, even with the identity of this guy, I forget his name. I think it ends like La Fontaine. That's the only thing I remember because his last name was French. But, like, just even his identity, like, they were willing to protect and cover up his identity rather than, like, discuss the details.
Right.
And I just find that just, like, I just find it so wrong. So, so wrong. It makes me really sad. And I want justice for Lauren. Like, I came across her TikTok page a couple days ago or something.
Right.
And it's just sad because you look at her TikTok and it's like, she's so cute and bubbly and like just like this young, pretty, cute, young black girl who was just having fun and living life. And you could just tell that she was a nice girl. She wasn't online talking shit. She wasn't like online, you know, like how people like to classify some girls, all they want to do is twerk and use men and whatever. Like, she was just literally just like a chill girl, you know. She was cool, she looked fun, she looked, it's like she had TikToks with her family and she would do silly dances and joke around and do all that kind of stuff. And I feel like for a long time before they actually started investigating her death, it felt like they were trying to not humanize her.
Right.
You know, and just make her seem like, oh, she was some seductive, like, you know,
some kind of femme fatale kind of person. You know?
Yeah. Some kind of a character of who she was. Like, right. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think it's sad, and I think that, you know, it's a good thing that in the Gabby Petito case, and I hope that this gets more traction and that this can be talked of more, like, it's a failure of the media. Like, a lot of people, I mean, you and I watch Philip DeFranco. Where's the Philip DeFranco story on this? He covered Gabby Petito a few times.
He did cover her story, I think, did but only once, yeah.
I mean, that's good. That's good.
But here's the thing. Like you said, he covered Gabby Petito a few times. I think I remember hearing about it once. And I don't know. I just feel like the fact that I have to even question it proves your point.
Right. Yeah. I think a lot of people don't go out looking for these kind of stories. A lot of times these stories are served to people, and that means that it's a failure of the media.
Yeah.
And it sucks that white woman syndrome is a real thing, but like people think this is what's going to sell and what is going to catch people's attention. And in some ways they're right. And I think that in itself is kind of fucked up. Like, I kind of do think it's a little fucked up that a lot of people turned Gabby Petito's death into content and made dollars and cents on her grave. I think it's a little messed up. Mm-hmm. You know, because there were a lot of people who weren't doing it to try to raise awareness or to try to solve this case or to help the family.
Yeah, for sure.
And there are a lot of people who were literally just doing it so that, you know, they could get kicked clickbait, or they were treating it like this wasn't a real person, you know? Like, so many weird conspiracy theories and stuff that happened during that whole period. And it's like, who do you think this is serving? Like, why do you have the need to think this and then also put it out on the internet?
Right.
Because that's
right.
The thing for me that's always the wildest part is, like, it's fine. You can have whatever opinions you want. That doesn't mean that every single one of your opinions needs to go out into the public.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I want to, okay, the only small theory I want to even speculate on what I think happened is I think that this guy, this LaFontaine guy, had drugs. I don't know if it was coke. I don't know if it was date rape drugs. I don't know what it was. Some sort of drugs. And I think it was laced with the fentanyl. And because fentanyl is so unregulated, so deadly, we've been hearing so much about, like, you know, the opioid crisis and how people are dying from fentanyl overdoses all the time. Mm-hmm. I think he had dosed her. Thinking it was, you know, something to just be able to allow him to get it in, have a sure thing, because they were drinking. Like, why do two people need to finish a whole bottle of tequila for?
I don't even like this kind of speculation, because it's like, I understand what you're saying, because it's like, why, unless this man is literally doing like a Princess Bride and giving him small salt doses of fentanyl every day to build up an immunity, it's like, why is she the only one who got hit by this?
I think...
If you were going to go and you were going to go on a date and you were going to do drugs, you'd probably do drugs together.
Yeah, but here's my thing. Here's my thing, though. Like, there are ways to dose somebody's drink and not your drink.
I understand. Like, we've seen it kind
of before. It could be the contamination could be in the glass itself, not necessarily the alcohol.
I agree with you. Like, I agree. I'm saying that if it was a drug and it happened to be laced by fentanyl, then you would expect both of them to take it. It probably was a dose, because why would only one of them take it?
Yeah.
Like, you would expect both of them to have been knocked on their asses by the fentanyl if they were just getting together and having some drug and having a drug party.
Right.
Which, no knocking on that. That sounds fun. All right. You do what you want.
Right.
But. I don't know. It gets very weird. There's a lot of questions I have about this in the first place. Like, it's really weird to me that he, like, she was passed out and you just, like, stayed there.
Well, this is what I'm thinking. Like, I feel like he maybe thought, like, this was a date drug. Like, I personally think he thought it was a different type of drug. Like, then that's why I'm using the term of date rape drugs, because sometimes that happens. Like, where guys will give drugs to women, whether it's weed or if it's laced in alcohol, not laced in alcohol, but like laced in weed or whatever form, to drug them and then, you know, do their thing with them.
Like I said, I don't know. For me personally, it's a little weird, because it's like, you're already on the date, So I'm kind of like, don't get me wrong, I'm sure lots of guys do that anyway, even though they're on the date. But like, you're in her house on the date. Why do you need a date rape drug?
Some guys want a sure thing.
I understand that some, like, guys are gross, but it just seems, like, a little weird to me.
Well, because you're a normal guy. You're a normal, well-respecting guy that is like, okay, if I'm at her house on a date, we may have sex, but if we don't, it's okay. For some people, it's not okay. You know, so it's like they have different side notes, backup notes, whatever. But like I said, maybe he thought it was something soft. Maybe it was weed laced with fentanyl and he didn't know. And he gave it to her or something. Like, that's what I'm saying. I personally think this was an accident.
Yeah, I mean, I will say that, like, the real tragedy of this is that,
and that,
like,
explains why he was still there. I think it was an accident.
Oh, I was going to say, I feel like the real tragedy of this is that, like, the fact that it happened in Cincinnati, I'm sure the reason why he stayed there instead of calling the ambulance is because it costs, like, what, $10,000 to get an ambulance in the States?
No, less than that, but still.
It costs a lot of money.
Still thousands of dollars.
It costs a lot of... We're Canadians up here, so we don't know all the pricing for the state side, for people stateside, but...
That's too much.
It's way too much, and you can't tell me that if he was... I'm sure if you asked them, like, hey, and you saw all the stuff happening, like, and you thought she was messed up, would you have called an ambulance or something to have someone look after her? I'm sure he would have said yes.
Well, I don't know. Like, the weird thing is, like, okay, the weird thing is about his quote-unquote, his statement was like, oh, I woke up at some point in the night and I knew she was okay or whatever because she was snoring. And I'm like, why would you include that? But I guess because he obviously doesn't want to be pinned for murder. That makes sense. But,
or,
like,
manslaughter.
Yeah.
Or anything.
But, and then he's like, and then a few hours later, she just was dead and had, like, a nosebleed. That's, I don't know. There's a couple weirdish, I mean, moments, like, that just doesn't quite make sense to me.
That part makes fine sense to me. You're unconscious. You don't know what's happening. The other person, there's no telling what they're doing. Maybe nothing happens with them. You know what I mean? But, like, this, like, just kind of,
okay,
the situation progresses. There's no outward movement or anything. You're asleep. Okay, sure.
Yeah, but the thing that I find that is so weird, that I think is weird about the story, is, like, okay, let's assume y'all were doing everything. Doing drugs, drinking, fucking, all of that. When, like, drugs don't just sit, you know, normally sit and build up in your body. Like, at some point, like, your highest amount of, like, concentration of being on substances is as soon as after you're done, to maybe an hour or two, like, into, I don't know, let's use weed as an example. When you do an edible or you smoke weed, you're not high right away. You get high at a certain point, maybe, I don't know, let's say an hour into it or whatever. But then after another hour or so, you're not high anymore. The high goes away. I'm assuming, and therefore I could be wrong, that, like, you know, drugs in your system work the same way. Same thing with pain medication. If you take Tylenol, it works, or Advil, it works after a certain amount of time, within 50 minutes, half an hour, whatever, lasts for a few hours, and then it, like, tapers off. So, like, how is she fine a few hours in when she would be the most, quote-unquote, drugged up, and then be, like, dead in the morning when that's supposed to, like, when it's supposed to taper off? That's why I'm like, I'm confused. I'm not a biology major. I didn't study biochemistry, so that's my disclaimer. I could be very wrong, but that part just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of parts of the story that don't 100% add up, and it's just wild that, like, the people whose job it is to try to look at things and go, oh, this seems suspicious, we're like, nah, she's fine.
She's a whore. It's,
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Oh my gosh, right?
That's a little...
Bro, heartbreaking. Heartbreaking.
That's
she's
true.
She's so young. She was 23. Her family went, gathered to celebrate her 24th birthday, although she wasn't alive. They had... they sang happy birthday. I think they had a little cake for her, and they, like, released balloons. And I don't know. That just makes me so sad. It just makes me so sad because, like, when you hear about people that are just so young losing their life, especially when, like, due to circumstances out of their control, it just makes me sad.
Yeah. It's definitely a very, very sad story.
Yeah, it's very sad. And I don't know, with that being said, I just, like, my heart goes to the Smithfields family. And, you know, I wish that Lauren can hopefully rest in peace and that we find out exactly what happened to her. And that if, and that her justice, you know, justice is seen through and that she can hopefully rest in peace.
Yeah.
You know, and hopefully this whole issue can, you know, be an example for other people to not just fucking sit on situations. Yeah. You know? With that being said, I can't even say, like, don't do drugs, y'all. Like, cause, like, some drugs are awesome, but still. Like, just be safe. Be safe. With that being said, can we talk about safety with online dating?
Sure.
I don't know. Just, like, because we don't know if... because they just say it's, like, a date with a man she had met on Bumble. We don't know how long they were talking for. We don't know if she was if it was a one-night stand, or if they had been dating for a number of months. But my question to you is, because he met her at her house, I would never have a first date at my house.
I mean, there's no indication to believe this is a first date.
I agree. I totally agree. Because it's, like, very weird to just kind of show up at somebody's house with a bottle of tequila and be like, hey, stranger.
Yeah.
But with that being said, what are your... suggestion for safety.
For safety with dating?
Yeah.
Be a 6 foot plus tall white man and all your dates will go along just fine. Don't worry about it.
Allegedly.
That's my personal experience. That's how it works for me. Just go, if you're a little scared, hit the gym to make sure you can throw some wild haymakers and you'll probably be covered. I don't think you're gonna run into much trouble.
You're so ridiculous because, you know, people can't just be like, I'm not gonna grow 8 inches overnight and but lose all my melanin.
What if I believed in you really hard? Do you think you could do it,
bro? If you could flex that white privilege to do shit I've never seen before, go ahead, but I doubt that's gonna happen.
I mean, honestly, I'll say in this situation, like, you can get drug tests, like, to test your drugs online.
Yeah.
And people should maybe be doing that a little bit more. I'm not even necessarily saying, like, again, I don't want to get too hard into speculation. I think that's a little inappropriate in this kind of situation. But
yeah,
with this man, like, we don't know what he did. As far as we know, he could, everything he said could have been more or less true. And he really did just wake up beside someone who had just died and he didn't know what the fuck was happening. 100%. But if that is the case, you could have checked your drugs first.
That's true.
And those kind of tests are available, and you can get them. I think you can get them on Amazon, but I'm not 100% sure on that
one. You can get some of them on Amazon, but you can get them online in other places,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you can get the ones that test fentanyl specifically on Amazon. But you can get tests to make sure certain kind of your drugs are above certain kinds of purities.
Yeah.
And that's very, very, very important. Make sure that if you're going to do that kind of stuff, make sure whatever you put in your body, you know what it is, so that you know what, that way you know what it's going to do to you.
Yeah, honestly, drugs are scary. My whole thing is like, bro, if you're going to meet somebody, if you're going to go on a date, and part of that date includes, I don't know, drinking, doing drugs, whatever, go to a public bar where you're not sharing alcohol. Like, it's public alcohol. It's not his alcohol. It's not your alcohol. It's whatever. Yeah. It's, you know, fair game, quote unquote. Ladies, cover your drinks. Have somebody you trust watch your drinks. Or if you happen to leave your drink, go to the bathroom and come back. That ain't your drink no more. That's the street's drinks. Don't do it.
Yeah, in this particular case, like, you know, always try to have your first dates and your first encounters in a public place with lots of foot traffic that is not near your home.
Yeah, Absolutely.
Those are the top three lists. You should do that. Men, you should want to do the same. I have known men that have been set up on dates to be mugged and to be robbed.
Really?
100%.
And you've never told me this tea.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've had that happen to friends. It's never happened to me, but it has happened to friends.
Bro, I thought you loved me. What happened?
I mean, honestly, these things happened a long time ago, and I'll be real. Some of the people I'm talking to, I don't know how much of it was really dates and how much of it was other kind of arrangements. Maybe he was seeing some sugar babies.
Oh, okay.
And if that's the case, you know, it's a little different because you're showing up knowing that you got pockets lined or talking about how lined your pockets are before you showed up.
So you're saying the source isn't being too transparent with their information.
I'm saying that I'm like a Mentat from Dune, and if you feed me information, I come to conclusions.
You're so funny.
Right? That's what I'll say about that. If you give me information, I will give you computations.
Fair enough.
So, you know, but seriously, like men, I know I was joking before, you're not immutable. You know, people can definitely pull one over on you. Sometimes there are women out there. Well, not just women. Sometimes there are people out there who are waiting for you to put your guard down because you think you're top shit and because you think this person has nothing to harm you with or they're no threat to you. But let me tell you, a knife is an equalizer. You don't even need a gun. Knife is a big equalizer. A taser is a big equalizer. Honestly, bro, pepper spray will fuck you the fuck up. True. It's no joke. You can very easily pepper spray someone, hit them a few times and take their wallet. It's not a big deal.
Well, here's the thing. I was going to say, I posted about Cardi's situation and her lawsuit earlier this week on Instagram. And somebody left a comment saying, oh, well, what about Cardi drugging and robbing those guys? And I replied to them. I'm like, you know, that's a valid criticism if it's true. And if that was to happen to you, then would you sue her? Because if that is true and she did do that and you feel a way, like, it's hard for men sometimes, I know, to come forward because they feel embarrassed. They feel, yeah, pride or whatever the reason is. But, like, yeah, press charges. Somebody stole from you. Somebody drugged you. I would fucking press charges. So, like,
Honestly, I definitely feel you. But let's be 100% real. Like, most of our talk right now about the police in the context of these stories have been about their inaction. Police do not give a shit about male victims. Very rarely do they give a shit about male victims on these kind of things. They do not care. They are 100. Most police departments are dripping with this whole machismo, toxic masculinity thing.
Yeah.
They will not take it seriously. It's sad. It's what it is. We're not quite over it. Terry Crews obviously shows this. You know, you don't have to be quote unquote able to defend yourself in order to not defend yourself and be taken aback by people's actions. But, you know, the patriarchy is fucking super real and super tight, and they think men should be able to fucking take on anything. And if not, then they suck. So that's how it goes.
Yeah, it's really sad, man. Like, I don't know. I just, my whole thing is, I encourage everybody, not just men, not just women, to be safe when exploring any new landscape, environment, situation, because and this is kind of where the root of this whole, like, issue, even with, like, quote-unquote alpha males and people being like, oh, women just want to take you out for your money and take you out for this and blah 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 blah. Look, if you're in a if you're looking for something genuine and like a real relationship, then take your time to get to know the person and stop thinking with your dick or your pussy. Get to know the person. Find out they share the same values. And build a rapport and build trust so that when you do take that risk, it's a more positive risk than a negative risk. If you're more concerned about getting your dick wet, getting your pussy nyam out and beat up, like, whatever. But just know that if you're more leaning towards that ideal, which is also fine, there is a higher risk for if you're not going to vet the people that you're going to be interacting with.
Yeah, you're inherently putting yourself in a vulnerable position, and that means you should watch out a little bit.
Absolutely, and that's not to say that like something should happen to you because you're in that vulnerable situation. In an ideal world, it shouldn't, but we unfortunately don't live in an ideal world, and then therefore those risks exist.
100%. There's a big difference between what ought to be and what is currently, I guess.
Yeah, so it's just like, you have to be careful, and if you're looking for something more genuine, then take the time to be genuine, you know? But you can't not take the time to find somebody genuine and expect them to always be genuine.
Yeah, either that, or if you're going to run roughshod and just be fast and loose and messy, then don't be surprised Pikachu when stuff blows up in your face and stuff's messy.
Right.
You know, it's not cute.
Yeah, it just, you know, doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense at all. But, you know, with that being said, I want to know your guys' thoughts. You know, hit us back. You can hit us back either on the Instagram page, you know, at This Black Girl Podcast. I will be posting extra content to our Patreon. So, like I said, join us on Patreon. At patreon.com/thisblackgirlpodcast, you know, to put in your 2 cents, put in your ideas, vote on certain episodes, etc., etc. But let us know what you think in the comments about the episode. Let us know what you think about all these different cases. Again, justice for Lauren Smithfield. Everybody stay safe out there in this nasty, diseased, COVID-infested, alpha male man with mic world. And with that being said, thank you for tuning in to another episode of This Black Girl Podcast. Again, I am your host, Lola, aka ola.miss.lola on IG. Make sure to follow me there. You can also follow the show page at This Black Girl Podcast. If you want to follow the mister, he is at Pretentiously Crass.
Yeah, that's me.
Even though he don't post nothing. But with that being said,
post 1.3 times a year.
I mean, at least that much. With that being said, thank you again for tuning in to another episode. Thank you and have a great day. Bye.
Bye.